This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP time. Other people's problems. What's going on today, Mr. Hack?
Lindsay's husband has some buddies coming to visit, and he's proposed, kind of an interesting plan. That's for us to just help her decide.
Okay.
Is it a good plan? Is it a bad plan? Or is it just interesting?
The vagaries of all this. Lindsay?
Yay!
Yay!
What's going on?
I hope you can help. So my husband is all excited because he's having his three college roommates come to visit for a weekend. Okay. Which I would be totally cool with, except that he has asked me to stay in a hotel room while they're here.
Wait, what?
So
like, you get out of the house and they stay there?
Exactly. So they're coming. He said he wants it to be like the old days. It's a guy's trip only. So he's asked me to go to a hotel room for the weekend.
Do you know what they're like planning on doing? Well, no, because I'm thinking like boys' night, Xboxes, PlayStations, that's all at home. Like, why else would they need to stay at home?
I know. I can't figure it out. I'm thinking they're just going to, drink too many cheap beers and try to relive their old college days.
Well, like, if they wanted to do other things, why wouldn't they be the ones going somewhere?
Because in a hotel, you have to be baller status to get a hotel suite. And then you could have all of you in one big room and everybody's doing crazy stuff. But if you have a house, then
you're more free.
You're more free. There's three or four bathrooms for whatever.
Yeah.
There's bedrooms for whatever. There's couches for whatever.
Well, maybe he's thinking like, well, all my buddies are flying in. I don't have any costs, so I'll put you guys up. Like, you don't have to then also get a hotel room or what. Like, we then it's just more and more costs.
That's it, T-Hack. You're right.
It could be.
Yeah, what? No, it absolutely could.
Well, and it's like, and you take a spa weekend and enjoy a hotel room, some time
to
yourself.
Look at this glass half full kind of attitude you got going.
Yeah,
Lindsay, why don't you take a spa weekend?
Okay, here's the thing. I wouldn't be really at all suspicious, but the other day he was playing with the security camera and the doorbell and like the cameras we have for the house.
I was going
like,
to ask if you had cameras. Oh, no.
To see if he could do that when the guys are coming.
So, like, he's going to disable everything. All evidence.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that now.
Why? What? To protect his friends. Okay. First things first, you've called the right place because there are tons of minor detectives that listen to the show that can come up with some of the theories you might need on what could be going on in your house. And then maybe some possible solutions. Maybe you insist that the cameras stay active or that you can swing by whenever. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Like if you have any advice or the camera part. No, I'm
that's
just going to say.
That's suspicious.
It isn't. It isn't. It really isn't. Like, here's the...
I get... Because it's like, look, we might come home at 4 a.m. You don't need to know that we're coming home at 4 a.m. Like, I'll just tell you, oh, we're out late.
And Tommy my buddy Tommy, maybe we go to a brewery, and my buddy Tommy grabs a girl, and you don't need to see him dragging a girl in, because then I have to say, that's Tommy's girl. It has nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh.
It's like,
then get a hotel room.
No. Because you want everybody to be... You want it to feel like the old days.
But it's not the old days. Congratulations, you're in your mid-30s. You're going to feel way worse.
Yeah.
You will.
No, because then somebody can get up and make sausage in the morning.
Who's going to do that? The one kicking out the other girls?
Maybe. I've always been very surprised at the guys' trips I've been on, how other guys just cook. They just start making breakfast. Yeah. There's always like two guys.
If there's a dad there, yeah. they will feed. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
They give you're a little, just not I know a little you're, bottle and a binky. And right. It's like, oh, this is kind of nice.
I wasn't trying to insult you by saying that because okay. I know you are a dad, but you're just not the chef dad.
No, I'm not.
Not at all.
No. But they like to grill and it's like an extension of grilling. It's like there's bacon and meat and breakfast.
And the strippers get hungry.
Oh my gosh.
Lindsay, I genuinely think he's probably being innocent. The camera thing, it looks weird. Can I just say something that's adjacent to this? I just recently started putting in Apple HomeKit stuff in my house. This is Slacker for my friends at Apple HomeKit. I'm not doing an endorsement. But like, I found a way to integrate my like cameras, my Nest cameras into Apple. You buy this product. Long story longer, like my kids have Apple products, so like I let them in.
Okay.
But I don't want them having access to my cameras when they're at their mom's house. I'm not doing rails of cocaine off my coffee table, but I also just don't want them to see it. Like, your immediate argument, Lindsay, is if you want to turn the camera off, you're doing something bad. No, I'm just doing stuff I don't need you to see. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to see everything. My kids don't need, I'm not doing anything.
Okay, but that's different. Those are your kids, not your significant other.
Wife, but she doesn't need to see what the other guys are doing.
Or yeah, maybe the other guys, they get naked and they run through the neighborhood or something dumb. And it's like, you just.
Okay, if you're the neighborhood, sure, but not in my house.
The doorbell camera will see that. He's got to be able to disable that. He's just disabling the security cameras around the house so that everyone feels more comfortable. Do you want
everyone except for your wife, because now she is suspicious of what's going on.
If you go to an Airbnb, are you worried about the cameras?
No.
I am.
It does seem a little weird. I always see, like, even when Aaron dog sits for me, I'm like, I don't check the cameras. Because I don't have them in the house. I just have the doorbell camera. And it still feels weird. Because it's
really?
Like,
it's intrusive.
It's like, you're coming, you're going. I don't need to know.
But
it's
your house. You have cameras. I respect that.
Yeah, but he also gives you permission to bring somebody in, but he doesn't want to know when it happens.
And I'm not trying to spy on you, and I don't want you to feel like I'm like taking notes.
But
and
again,
like, okay, 12:04, she brought in this guy, and then.
But I'm not your wife, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
But okay, Lindsay. I mean, do you have any other details that we need before we start? Just we've already started breaking your life apart.
Are there cameras in here?
Yes,
there should be.
Like, I really want them to have a good time. I want to trust him. It's just. Seems like a red flag with the security camera thing, and then the insistence that I'd be gone the whole time and just, each night in a hotel.
Eight hotels
and like,
versus one.
I
don't know that there's eight dudes coming in, five dudes coming in, four dudes getting hotels. You don't ever get to really be together.
Mm-hmm.
Or one hotel, and you get to spa up.
They should get an Airbnb then. And then they don't have to worry about
the
cameras.
It's so stupid to get an Airbnb when you have your own house.
It's not.
I have a house. You get an Airbnb if me and Josh and Chad and everybody, we like fly to Nashville. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because then you're all splitting it equally.
Yes.
But if one guy lives here, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he's just trying to go, I'll throw you guys a bone because you're all traveling. We can hang out and we can play Xbox naked and no one will know. Just like the old days.
Okay. Lindsay, hang on. We're going to get you some answers. Apparently, only Aaron. You don't honestly think he's going to do bad things.
It's just off to a rocky start. I don't know.
They're going to do weird things.
Weird is fine. Weird is great. Bad.
Like, I don't want evidence of my weird things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I get it. I've had some of that
weird
evidence.
Things.
I've seen it. Yeah.
It's like somebody finds your weird blow up T-Rex costume.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't need that. I don't need anybody seeing that.
Well, and maybe too, there's probably an element too. These guys are coming by themselves. They probably have wives and girlfriends or whomever, and they're not coming. So he's like, look, I don't want to also have my wife there. That's not fair.
Forwarding
it's not,
footage and
have her there in the first place, because then now you're the only one, and now they're all, you know.
I hate that.
Because then,
there's the one guy who always brings his wife to everything.
I'm usually like, that guy. She's more fun than me.
No, that's probably true. How about you get a hotel room? We're all going to Angie's house.
All right, fine.
I'm turning the cameras off for sure.
All right, now I'm on the other side of this.
All right, Lindsay needs your help. Her husband's got a bunch of boys coming in for the weekend, and they want no cameras and her to go to a hotel room. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Lindsay, and Tiak and I are trying to, as best we can, salvage bro code in the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
His college buddies are coming in, and all he asked was that she move into a hotel room while they're here so they can use the house for whatever, for their get-togethers, for their Bible study, for their deep dives into the literature of the Elizabethan time period.
A book club.
Yeah.
Kinda,
that's what he wants. Vibe.
Why wouldn't you want your wife there for that?
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not a voracious reader like the college buddies are. And he's also trying to disable some of the security footage.
Yeah. He just doesn't want her checking in on him the whole time. You know, doesn't want her to worry. It seems like it would be more of a worry to her.
I don't want to concern you.
Yeah. is it working?
There's enough people that are canceling us from bro code right now. Wanda?
Yay.
What do you think should happen here?
Hell no.
Hell no,
crazy.
What?
That's half her house. There is no reason that he should even ask.
You don't want to be there, Wanda. You don't. You just don't.
Yeah.
When I was married, if my wife was having her sisters and they were just all going to like, blah, and like have a like thing, Oscar part, whatever. I'm like, okay, bye, peace.
But that's your choice.
If she asked
she's
me,
she's being kicked out. That's where it's different.
Right. And then there's the sneaky stuff about it with the camera.
Just because you're not showing, it's not sneaky.
It is sneaky.
It's not sneaky. He didn't hide the fact that he was turning the cameras off. He did it right in front of her. I'm turning the cameras off. That's not sneaky at all.
He's an adult. He's with adults. He knows he's going to be screwing around and that he shouldn't be doing it.
Just the mild screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if it's going to get him in trouble.
It won't get him in trouble if the cameras are off.
Would you want to stay at the house if that was the case? Like, wouldn't you even be like coming down and be like, "Hey guys, can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep." Like, wouldn't you want to leave? Or
no, I don't know if I'd want to stay at the house. It would be different if I made the suggestion.
Wanda, we're gonna get you a room next to Lindsay. And you guys, you talk her into, you don't want to be there. He's just, his suggestion was just preemptive of you.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I'm turning off the cameras.
Irina?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think there's a ton of pressure when guys go on a trip together. And anything they're doing could be incriminating. And let's be real, they do stupid shit. So my thing is, let boys be boys. And if you trust your husband, stop trying to control him. Because if he went to a hotel, there's no cameras, there's no supervision. Yeah. They could be doing the same exact thing. There's no, stop controlling.
Yeah. Mm. So you would let him just go for it. Let him have the house. Let him have their debauchery. Get after it.
I feel like if girls wanted to just say, "Oh, honey, can you please uninstall the cameras? We might be naked and we might be getting masks on and doing our hair." Like, a guy wouldn't question it. Not a problem, honey. You got it. No big deal. I don't understand the double standard. There's always a double standard.
You're right. We would let you go camera free. Thank you, Irina.
I would want to check the cameras if that were the case. Sounds very interesting, actually.
Tiak, we're trying to keep that double standard alive, all right? Denise.
Yay.
What do you think?
Hey, did she ask him if there's going to be strippers?
Well, that's not something you ask directly. You're trying to catch him on camera. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.